freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and literally anything goes, whether it be a political issue, you've got a rant you want to get off your chest, some sort of agenda that you want to push, we're here for you. And you can also bring up maybe a personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates for you. So whenever there's something new to announce about the show, you'll get an email courtesy of Free Talk Live, and it'll clue you in. Like, for instance, within the next coming weeks, we'll announce our brand new affiliates in New Hampshire. We've got the signatures and everything, but since they're not starting this weekend, we'll just announce it coming up. So, anyway, that's exciting.
I'm very excited. Yeah. I'd like to be able to announce that far more often.
Yes, exactly. In good time, man, which we got all kinds of program directors out there listening to the show that are interested in it. So, that's all coming up. It's been a depressing night so far tonight on Free Talk Live with this Real ID Act being passed 100-0 in the Senate. Of course, the House passed it a little while ago. It's now went to the Senate, passed by flying margin, a huge margin.
100-0.
Even the senators who talked bad about it voted for it. And that's because...
can't help themselves, just love voting for crap.
That's because they have no principles whatsoever. I'm sure if you asked them to justify it, they would say, well, we have to help the soldiers out in Afghanistan and Iraq, because that's what it was. It was a defense, so-called defense spending bill,
right?
And they had attached the real ID provisions to it. That's what their excuse. Don't you support the troops?
I do support the troops. Let's bring them home where they can survive and build families and be productive citizens. Let's stop taking over the freaking world.
Let's go to your calls. This is your show, and let's talk to Gene in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hi, this is Gene the Christian Anarchist.
The Christian Anarchist. Hello, Gene.
Yeah. Now, I challenged you guys once before, and I realized after I got off the air that you never really answered my challenge. So I'm gonna give it to you again.
Great.
That is, for all the new listeners and stuff, I don't believe that the government has any legitimate authority over anyone.
Right.
Because... I believe that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Right.
I believe that,
too. Plus you can argue that we created the government, and so therefore, if we decide to opt out, then we should be able to.
That's part of the deal. It's called the law of creation. That which is created can never be greater than its creator. That's why we're not greater than God, and that's why we never can be. We created our government. It's supposed to exist for us. But here's the authority part. In order for me to have rights that are greater than yours, I mean, obviously, I would have to have a greater right than yours in order to impose anything on you.
Right.
If I were to impose my idea of what drug you should not put into your vein, for instance, that means that I have to have more rights than you do. Now,
right.
If I don't have more rights than you do, I can't tell you what drugs to put into your body. Now, also, since I don't have that right, I cannot delegate that right to a politician so that he can go and enforce these laws against you.
I have to agree with you.
Makes sense.
This is where I'm coming from when I'm saying the government has absolutely no legitimate authority over anyone.
I agree with
anyone.
You. I agree with you completely.
And that goes for your laws, too, that you want to impose on.
Oh, I don't want to impose laws on anyone.
I've heard you guys talking about it.
Oh, Manwich. No, that's Manwich. It's not me, Gene. Yeah, you can talk to Manwich. I'll just let you two go at it.
You don't have any laws. How about sexual registration laws? I heard you guys talking about that the other day, the offender registration laws. You don't believe in that?
Ian's not real picky about it. I, on the other hand, don't think it's such a bad idea. I mean, you know, they've given up their rights under the 14th Amendment.
Now, I heard Ian talking about it's the responsibility of the parents to protect their children, and I agree with that.
Yeah, if you don't want your kid, I mean, just because my point was, just because you know there's one sexual offender living down the street from you, doesn't reveal any information about the three that haven't been caught yet that are living down the street from you.
Yeah,
so
like
it's all about the parents.
George Bush and his friends, you know, they haven't been caught and offended yet. So I mean, you know, they're not registered yet. So
right.
So and it's also a foot in the door to total tyranny, because if they can register one type of offender, they can keep expanding it. And remember, the income tax has started at 1% or 2%?
Yeah.
If they can get any offender to register after he's served his time and done his his, you know, whatever his penalty was to society. And supposedly, you know, you get sentenced to X number of years and you go do your time, and then maybe you have X number of years probation and you do that.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, Gene. As a Christian anarchist, if you were caught for, I don't know, not paying your taxes, and they wanted to bring you up on charges and take you to court, since you don't respect the government at all, would you even go to court? How would you respond to an injunction like that?
The same way that I would respond to the mafia who comes to my door and says, give me money or I'm going to burn down your house.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, if I don't have the guns to beat the mafia, I'll give them the money. I mean, what you have to realize...
So you do pay your taxes then?
I have not paid taxes in something, let's see, 1978 was the last year that I filed and paid income tax.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do have a driver's license, although I don't think I should have to have one.
Uh-huh.
I make concessions to certain things simply to avoid the hassle.
Makes sense.
I think we all do, by the way.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Gene.
I don't believe that they have any right to tell me as one of their creators. I'm their creator. I'm God to them.
Let me ask you this about the driver's license.
God to me.
Gene, what about when the national ID card comes down the pipe? When, 5 years from now, they mandate that you have to get a national federal driver's license. Are you gonna do that?
I don't know. At that point, I may move to China.
Interesting.
See, my
good
wife,
call, man.
My wife is from China, and I've been there 4 times now.
Really? When's the last time you went?
Well, it was about 8 months ago, and we're going again here in about 2 more months.
Now, have you been to Hong Kong as well?
Yeah, not since the Chinese took it over. I was there before the British, when the British were still.
Now, why would you want to go to China? We would have plenty of callers that would berate you for being a communist supporter, and I wouldn't personally.
I get it all the time, people, because I've called, you know, Alex Jones and all these other shows and said, you know, China isn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't. People don't realize, because we've grown up to this brainwashing that, you know, everybody else has it so bad and we have it so good. That's not 100% true.
Well, from what I've seen, and I haven't seen much, but from what I've seen, China appears to be heading in a more free market direction.
China is definitely going more, there's more freedoms all the time, although that's kind of starting to reverse now. But 10 years ago was the first time I went to China, almost, well, 11 years ago now. And I have seen China go from what was reasonable personal freedom 10 years ago to now they're starting to become very control freakish like us. Like, for instance, in China, there isn't this large police presence like we have here.
Right, but how could they? They can't afford to pay them all.
Cannot afford it. They don't have police cruisers with shotguns and computers.
Right.
You know, all this stuff. Typically, you'll have a cop standing on a corner directing traffic with a little ticket book on his side. This is the biggest weapon he has, is a little ticket book that he can whip out right
there. Big, bad communist, huh?
Yeah. And so this is the kind of authority they have in China. And there's so many people that they cannot enforce the authority. You know, I hear on some of these shows about how, oh, in China, they force women to have abortions and all this. My wife is, like I say, she grew up in China. She got 1 degree in China, and then she came here. So she's, and we go back there to visit family.
Right.
I have visited her uncle, who has 4 daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Ages, I think they're 14.
And you're only supposed to be able to have
24.
One, right?
You're only supposed to have one.
Interesting.
The official policy is one. However, there's no way for them to enforce it other than use economic ways. They'll say to people who work for the government, well, if your wife has more than one child, you lose your job. And they do that.
Fascinating. Well, Gene, it's very interesting. We always enjoy your calls because you take things from a very, very different perspective, the Christian anarchist perspective, and we certainly appreciate hearing from you. So call us again sometime, man. Thank you.
I will.
1-800-259-9231. Do you think they would have let Gene on the Rush Limbaugh show?
No. You know, the thing is he doesn't sound... He, you would think he'd be crazy, but not with his
sounds
opinion.
Sensible
he sounds
to me.
Sane.
More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control toll-free. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Tune into the live stream that we have there. The streams, actually. We've got the broadband version, as well as the dial-up version, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
Oh, the broadband version's back up.
It's back up. Well, the internet was only down for a moment or two here.
Moments?
In the studio. Yeah.
Okay.
It was during a break, so it wasn't a biggie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's still, if you were listening, you would hear this blank noise, and
you would
be concerned.
But
if
what do
the
you want
broadband,
for free? Hey, what do you want for free? We're not charging you for this.
If the broadband goes down, you can still listen to the dial-up.
That's correct. The dial-up feed's virtually always on, because that's from our network.
It is.
The broadband one comes straight from the studio,
and
which means you sometimes hear some interesting.
You can't
things
really.
During
we
breaks.
Can't. Yes, it's true. You get to hear extra special show stuff,
right. But only if you're on the broadband feed.
Only if you're on the broadband feed,
and it all gets cut out of the archives. So only if you listen live.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And that's the truth. You're not going to have liberty in your lifetime unless the Free State Project works.
Not with the Senate voting 100-0 on the Real ID Act.
You're not. It's just not going to happen. The only chance that we really have for liberty is the Free State Project. And it's only going to happen if 20,000 people join.
Yeah, we're up to about 6,500 so far. What's the numbers, the site?
For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We talked about a lot of democracy / socialist / freedom talk over the weekend, and we got an email in from Jeff. He says, by the way, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee we'll read them, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you said on the last show or so that what the majority wants is not necessarily good, and that democracy fails in that way. However, I disagree with that partly.
Okay.
He says that if democracy is executed seamlessly, which it's not in America, then let us assume that the majority of the country gets what they want. That means that even if a choice is not right, it's better for the country in the eyes of the people in that country. Even if something is wrong, the people want to do it, so they will be happy, at least in the short term. From Jeff.
Well, that's great that people are happy. I just still don't quite understand. For one, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a representative republic.
Supposed to, but it's operating like a democracy.
In some ways, but not in others. I mean, the people don't get to vote. The people didn't decide that we had a national ID card going
into
effect. In fact, our leaders did. The people that we voted into power that were supposed to be part-time rulers.
However, you could make the point that senators were not directly elected in the initial days of this country. That was changed.
That's true.
So things have been modified a little bit. Now, he says that that the people would be happy if democracy worked seamlessly, in his opinion, then the people, as he puts it, would be happy. But no, he's ignoring the minority, the 49% that didn't vote for the new gun control laws or didn't vote for the war on drugs or whatever it is your wonderful democracy passes.
Well, there's more women in the United States than there are men, right?
That's correct.
What if you could get all the women to agree that all the men should be castrated?
That'd be tough, but okay. Yeah, frightening idea.
It's a frightening idea, but in fact, there are slightly more women than there are men. Now, and this is a crazy... And what if they got them to decide that they should be castrated in a particularly painful way?
Mm-hmm.
Just
like fire.
For fun. Just for kicks. Now, does that make them happy? Is that good?
It's clear that that's wrong, but if it's in a democracy,
it's
then
just
anything
goes. It's just a what-if situation.
Right.
Let's take something far more... that makes a lot more sense. How about there's about 2% of America is Asian, Oriental descent. What if they decided that all the Oriental people were bad? Now, there was a time when we decided that the Japanese were evil, wicked people.
Right.
Wicked people.
Put them into camps.
That was the press that was going around before World War II. And
they don't talk about the Greatest Generation in that way, do they?
No, they don't mention that stuff. Mm-mm. So what if we decide all the Oriental people are bad and evil and wicked, and we want to take all their property away and kick them out of the United States? Is that good?
Well, they're only 2%, so
majority
rules. Only 2%,
yeah, majority rules. And they won't be 2% once we take all their property and kick their butts out.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about the Jews and the Catholics
mm-hmm.
and the blacks?
Well, first they came for the Catholics, and then they came for me.
And then how about
Jeff?
How about Jeff?
Yeah, exactly right. Sorry, Jeff. Democracy stinks. It is tyranny of the majority.
I think you need democracy to make certain decisions.
I think that democracy is fine, just like communism is fine, as long as it's voluntary. Look, if you want to go set up a commune and have your democratic decisions on your own, and if I'm allowed to join your commune, and if I'm free to leave your commune, if I don't like your decisions, I got no problem with what you decide.
The Constitution points out that we will use democracy to elect our officials.
Right.
I mean, that's how it's done, and I'm fine with obeying the Constitution. That's what I want to do. Let's get back to the Constitution.
The Constitution was not a perfect document, but it's damn well about the best one that's ever been written.
I would say it is, too.
As far as creating a state. So, Jeff, thanks for the effort. We do appreciate it, but I'm sorry, you're not going to...
Didn't convince us.
Yeah, there's just no way that you can convince me that tyranny of the majority is a good thing. I can't see that there could possibly be any evidence that would turn me back and say, oh, I've been wrong this whole time.
Sorry.
What 51% should go? says should go. Tyranny is great as long as everybody says it's okay, the majority. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bad idea. Oh, and also, just because the Greeks did it back in the day or whoever it was, just because it's an old concept that some people liked in the past doesn't mean it's good.
No, it doesn't.
In the same way that new ideas aren't necessarily good.
Slavery is an old concept.
Yeah.
Not good.
Ideas that are good have to be vetted and talked about and tested. And democracy has been tested quite a bit, and it's utter failure. Deved writes us about the debate with a socialist. He says, FTL, I just wanted to comment on the podcast from Saturday about Ian's argument with a socialist on the message boards over there at podcastalley.com, which is what we were talking about on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got into it. I mean, into it with this socialist on there. He says, Deep said, I read a couple of pages in the original thread, and I found it kind of funny, as well when he said that he would not fire an employee if he was a racist outside of work, and that he didn't care that employee what that employee did outside of work as long as he's a good employee inside work.
Okay.
Which is what the guy said.
Yeah, that is exactly what he said.
I asked him specifically, if you found out that one of your star employees was burning crosses on his front lawn, member of the Ku Klux Klan, etc., you wouldn't fire him? Because he was kind of arguing that people deserve their jobs, which is a socialist concept.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Deep says, I would just like to note that under a free market, he would be free to run his business that way, but under a government-restricted market, his idea of what is right could change. Since it seems to follow what the law is, let's try and flip the scenario a little bit. Let's say he's got his business and he's proud of the fact that he lets his employees have the freedom to do what they want outside of work. As long as they don't bring any questionable or controversial beliefs into the workplace, he could market that to his employees or potential employees and say, we as an employer respect our employees so much that we don't care what you do outside of work. And it wouldn't hinder in any way your chance of employment here. He could do that in a free market. He could even have some private licensing company's logo on his ads, like UL or Manwich's Golden Floppy Joe of Approval.
Yes.
Saying that this employer respects your freedom. Something like this could definitely persuade potential customers and employees. But there's more to this. He makes an interesting point.
This is a pretty good sounding email.
800-259-9231. If you want to comment, change the topic, bring up anything, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. Out of sight, out of mind is dangerous advice when it comes to radiator hoses. After just 4 years of use, they're 100 times more likely to fail. When we come back, I'll tell you the signs. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. What you can't see can hurt you when it comes to radiator hoses. Hoses deteriorate due to chemical reactions between rubber and your car's fluids, like oil and coolant. Heat, age, and pollution also take their toll, causing tiny cracks that split, blister, or leak. To identify a defective hose, look at it. Is it scuffed, swollen, cracked? Now touch. Is it soft, gooey, spongy? These are sure signs. But even if hoses look and feel okay, internal deterioration, hidden from view, may spell danger. Be on the safe side. Replace hoses every 4 years. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. We got all kinds of good stuff tonight, although we're kind of catching up on some emails. We got some really good ones that came in, and news items are nice, but we like interacting with you, and of course, that's what the show's all about. If you call in, you can take control and bring up anything. Again, 800-259-9231. We're reading an email from Steve, and he is talking about the issue that we brought up on Saturday night, which was my debate, if you will, with a socialist. Over the issue on the table at the time was, should a business owner have the right to hire and fire as he chooses, for whatever reasons he'd like? And, of course, we say absolutely.
I believe that.
Now, the socialist, who was on the other side of the coin, says, oh, no, 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 no. No, no, the law says. This is his argument.
Right.
Well, the law says that you can't do that. And since the law says that, well, that's my position, basically. I mean, the law says this, and we have to protect people. And he actually went so far as to say that if he found a racist was working for him, if he found that an out racist, somebody that was outed as a member of the Ku Klux Klan, burning crosses in his front yard, if he found that out, he wouldn't fire the guy. Now, that's not because he's a racist, too. I'm pretty sure this guy is not. But he's just trying to sound like he had some sort of principle. So, Dave, the emailer, is kind of trying to spin this in a different direction. He's saying that if this guy wanted to, he could have a business that advertised that.
Yeah.
Like, advertise to potential employees. Hey, we don't care if you have sex with goats outside of office hours. Just don't bring one here. We won't fire you if we find that out. We don't mind that at our socialist office.
It's kind of like radio, you know, the whole radio industry. If they did your analysis test,
yeah,
they'd have to fire half the employees in music radio.
All the board ops are goners. anyway, something like this, he says, something like this could definitely persuade potential customers and employees. Now, let's say that we're at a point where the war on drugs has ended, so the people need something else to concentrate on, and it happens to be racism or bigotry or insert controversial subject here.
Yeah.
The majority says, quote,
gay marriage.
The majority says we need to end racism once and for all. So let's pass a law that says that if someone gets in trouble for some racist protest or burning a cross on their front lawn, their employer's required to terminate their employment so as to not promote racism. And let's assume that, you know, furthermore, let's assume that this law is passed democratically.
Yes.
The majority rules, because that's what the socialist was all about. He's talking about how great democracy is. Now you find that you must legally fire that employee or any employee who has those views, or using their right to free speech, even though you don't feel that it's right. Not only would you need to fire them, but that private licensing company that stamps your business with their recommendation is now potentially illegal and made a criminal. Would you still not fire the person? Since, as the socialist implied before, it's the right thing to do. His suggestion was not firing someone like that is the right thing to do in his
right
book. Or would you change your idea, Mr. Socialist, of what that right thing is, since the law has changed?
Right. As though the government somehow has a monopoly on what's right and what's wrong. They don't care what's right and what's wrong. They care about control.
Should your morals be based on what the law is? Or should you have the freedom as a business owner to address the employee's actions in the way that you think is best, whether it be keep him or fire him?
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter to me what reason. If you open a business and you put your time, money, and energy into opening this business, and let's be clear, anybody can open a business, or at least in my in the world that I would like to see, there wouldn't be all these licensing
right.
and you know,
in Libertopia.
In Libertopia,
in a constitutional America.
There wouldn't be all this licensing that the government puts on you in order to open a business. And that stuff's only out there in order to keep poor people from opening businesses mm-hmm. so that they have to work for people. I don't think you should have to work for somebody, and I don't think that person should have to have you on. If they don't like the fact that you wore green socks to work one day, fine.
Bye-bye.
If they don't like you because you're a Mexican, it's a nasty thing to do, but goodbye.
You know, and in a world like that, in a free society, people who have jobs, I think, would kind of change their demeanor. Because this socialist attitude is widespread.
Oh, very widespread.
Throughout people in this country. The
Absolutely.
Idea that, well, I got this job and now I'm sticking with it. I deserve this job. My employer, I've been with this company for 25 years. How could they fire me?
Mm-hmm.
That idea.
Right.
The idea that you deserve a paycheck from now until eternity because you got the job.
Mm-hmm.
If there was actually that ability for the employer to fire for whatever reason they'd like, or hire for whatever the reason they'd like, I think more employees would be more likely to strike out on their own.
I think they would too.
To go out, because they would go to work every day knowing that this could be my last day, because they wouldn't have any expectation that they'd be coming back tomorrow.
Truth.
Who knows? The boss might get a hair up his ass and decide to fire five people that day.
I worked for that guy.
I think that...
so have you.
I think that if, you know, if that was the case, then these people would have a whole different mindset about what working was. People would not be living. I think it also helped in the way that people save and spend their money. Because we know, we've talked about it plenty of times on Free Talk Live, that people have a real problem with saving their money.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our American people are in debt to the tune of $7,000 per person via credit cards.
Ridiculous number.
I mean, it's nuts. If we just learned basic saving principles, that would go away. Why is it Americans aren't saving? Well, it's because they expect a paycheck to come next week. Well, if I make $500 a week, I can spend all $500 this week. I know I'm going to get $500 next week. I deserve my job.
Yeah, that's right.
So it kind of gives them this bizarro, false sense of security when, you know, in fact, you still can lose your job for a variety of reasons.
Absolutely. Today.
But it's not quite as free as it should be, and I think that if it was, you'd see a lot less of that.
You know what I do see a lot more, though, is effectively America is becoming more along that line because many more people are being employed on a 1099 basis.
Okay.
They're being employed as private contractors, as in they are a business doing business with another business.
Got it.
And they're responsible for their own taxes. They're responsible
right.
for, and I'll bet you that these businesses that are responsible for their own taxes don't pay as many taxes as they should. You know, it's probably a great way to give everybody a tax rebate. And a business can cease doing business with another business for just about any reason they want
mm-hmm.
Without really having much
That's
of a conversation.
That's a good point.
So
it's not an employee.
You're just seeing fewer and fewer people, quote unquote, employed.
Right.
I mean, they're self-employed.
That's a great point, man, which I don't know how widespread it is. Maybe you're just seeing it more often than some others are, but there certainly
I've
is
seen it often. I
really?
Mean, I don't know I certainly don't know what it's like in other states or anything like that, but I have seen it often.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259.
I wish people would call in and talk to us about that. I mean,
about the employer issue?
The 1099 issue. Are people working as... Are they seeing more and more people working as subcontractors rather than employees of businesses?
Well, on the business side, it's a benefit because they don't have to do all the work. They don't have to do the withholding or any of that stuff, right?
Right.
So they can actually, the business owner can save a little bit of money that way. He doesn't have to pay his accountant as much
right.
or whatever. And so, and on top of that, he also, as you pointed out, has the ability to fire them because, well, I'm going to go with a different business to provide my service instead of...
And the employee isn't burdened with the huge the tax burden if they can show write-offs and that sort of thing.
800-259-9231 if you've got a comment. Otherwise, I'm going to grab another email coming up here and your calls if you make them. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
For every single moment, and if you miss one, if you miss even 15 minutes of the show, especially if it was your call, everybody loves listening to itself, you can always go to freetalklive.com and grab the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we even go back farther than 6 days thanks to downloadradio.org. They've got us archived all the way back to, I think, March 1st, totally free. Nobody else does this for free in talk radio, period.
Now, you know, we sort of did that same thing yesterday. Yesterday, we got we were on television here locally. You know, Big 13, Channel 13, mm-hmm. came
right
in
Tampa Bay.
And did a little story on us. And
it was a 2.5-minute story. It was awesome.
2.5-minute story. It was great. And we got it, you know, sent us via MPEG, and we watched it, and we were just ravenously watching ourselves on television. So it was kind of interesting. I by the way, thought I looked a little jowly. Just thinking, you know, just... Look at this! Look at the head on that guy.
I thought I looked a little skeletony, bony.
You were thinking you looked a little bony. I was thinking, look at the size of the head on that.
But really, I thought it was a really good package. And for those of you who are curious, we will get it up on the website at some point. We're working on a digital version.
Yeah, the problem with the one we sent
was a little off with the audio.
Well, don't you think we should just put that up so people can see it anyway?
No, it's too large. It's 40 something megabytes. I'm not going to have people download that.
Okay,
no, it's not. That's way too big for our modem users. So I'm going
megabytes.
I'm going to crunch it down into like less than 10 megabytes. So I got a lot of work to do, but we'll get that up there. Anyway, freetalklive.com, the archives. You can also vote for us at podtower.com. So be sure you scroll through the archives to check those links out as well. We got emails here, and you can email the show at ftl at freetalklive.com. That's ftl at freetalklive.com. This is another, I'm giving some good stuff, man. This one from a new emailer, new listener, Josh. He says, hello, guys, Ian, Manwich, Jason, and Free State Project people, etc. First, I'd like you to know your show's great, and I'm thankful that you guys podcast. By the way, I'm a monthly voter at podcastalley.com and encourage all listeners to go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for FTL's podcast.
Jeez, that's a good way to guarantee your email gets read.
I've been thinking about... it was good content right
Thank
here.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about your Libertopia, and I've been wrapping my mind around your principles. He puts quotes around a lot of stuff here. I would appreciate it if you could please hit on one of these topics that I'm about to put forward here on air so that you may help me along with my future votes for politicians. Shudder. Mm-hmm. Number one, you guys sound like you spent your share of time thinking about your free market principles, so I'm fairly sure you're familiar with distribution systems, general reciprocity, balanced reciprocity, negative reciprocity, simple big man type redistribution, capitalism, etc., etc. Actually, I'm not really that familiar with those things.
Go ahead.
I just kind of have general concepts. Anyway, now since I'm such an idiot, I would like to know which system the free market will most likely favor in you guys' opinion. Since I've heard you all discuss a variety of ideas such as taking care of your own grandparents, which he labels general reciprocity, Christmas birthday wedding gift exchanges, balanced reciprocity, which I know Ian is opposed to already. By the way, glad you weren't invited to my wedding.
Yeah.
And bad plumbers that don't make good, which is negative reciprocity. Again, sorry, Ian, because I had a bad plumber situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I've had plenty of folks that I wish hadn't come work on my house, too.
He says, I know that all of these must exist together, but the crap can market system that we have now just seems to be highly exclusive, haves and have-nots, and neither favors nor fosters any of the aforementioned systems besides capitalism, which I also know you guys are not totally opposed to. So you can see how I'm a bit confused.
I don't think it would necessarily favor one over the others in that situation either, because I don't see how the government's affecting it. I think that there would be all situations, big man distribution, as opposed to, what was the other network? Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see why it would necessarily change. I don't feel like the government...
The market would decide.
They would. I don't know.
There's no way for us to predict it.
Yeah, he wants to know what we think as opposed to what we think the market would decide as opposed to. And I don't think the market would decide on any of them. I think the market would, just like as it currently has, because the market's at work.
Absolutely.
Now, in America, it is.
Yeah.
It's just, in certain ways, stifled by our government. And I don't think that it's necessarily stifled that much. I don't know if it's being stifled in that particular way, so I don't know.
He says, even if everyone, even the drug fiends, are included, what would happen in said Libertopia? I think that I agree with you, man, which there's no way for us to predict these things. We've never had a free market to speak of. I mean, it was relatively free in the beginning days of this country, right after the Constitution. But today, we can't imagine what a free market would bring to us. One thing's for sure, one thing is absolutely positive about the free market. It is the most humane method of creating wealth, of living, of human beings interacting with one another, that has ever been fathomed or created by mankind.
Yeah. It is the most humane.
Because it's the only one that respects your choices.
I've been attacked as a libertarian as being cynical. But libertarianism's cynical. It looks at people and says, if you can't take care of yourself, you're just going to die.
No, that's not what libertarianism does. Libertarianism is cynical only towards the government. Libertarianism actually believes in people.
It does. It does. See, that's what's cynical. Cynical saying, you can't take care of yourself, mm-hmm. So we're going to have to have the government take care of you for you.
Right. You don't know best.
Yeah, and while we do it, we're going to use guns to make sure that folks help out.
Well, the idea is, in regards to the government, if you believe, it seems like people in the Republican-Democrat world kind of believe that you're either good or evil, that people are either good or evil. Well, either way, if people are good, that just means we don't need government. Because, well, everybody's good by, most people are good by nature, so they'll do the right thing.
We know that's not true.
If people are bad by nature, then that means we don't need government, because we sure as hell don't want to let bad people get power, which is what we have today. as evidenced by the fact that they passed the Real ID legislation 100-0. More Free Talk Live coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you still have just a little bit of time left to get in here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime, and it's so, so important that if you love the idea of being free, again, in this country, if you agree with us that we are not a free nation, you owe it to yourself to check out the Free State Project, especially at times like these where our government is just ripping the constitutionally protected rights.
Now, I'm not so sure that I say that we're not a free country. I believe that, you know, we're the 13th freest country, economically speaking, in the world. And we probably have a lot more social freedoms still.
You either are free or you aren't.
I disagree with that. I say that, you know, that there, just as there's different shades of blue, there are different shades of free. And this is a free country.
Well, I think our shade is real crappy.
Our shade is turning to totalitarian, but I don't believe that it currently is. I think that
National ID card just passed 100-0, man. What, did you forget about that?
I didn't forget. No.
So Free Talk Live, Free State Project. You can call them toll free at 888-532-4604, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Tell me about the nail kid, man.
I've got an interesting story here that you. I don't know. I don't even know what to think about this story. I know that some folks are just nuts. Okay, and Rock Hill, this is Rock Hill on the, I think it's...
Who cares?
Arizona.
It doesn't matter where it is.
Anyway.
Can happen anywhere.
An 11-year-old boy was arrested this week for carrying 10 nails in his pocket to a Rock Hill Middle School and charged with carrying an unlawful weapon. Diane McRae, assistant principal at a Rawlinson Road Middle School, asked the child Wednesday what was jingling in his pocket. The student gave her the 3.5-inch long nails. I'd say that those were 10-penny nails, 16-penny nails, something like that.
I don't know anything about construction.
A school resource officer arrested him. His father picked him up, and he was not taken. He was not taken to the police station. So the school resource officer arrested him for having 10 3.5-inch long nails in his pocket, which he had from being in Boy Scouts.
Uh-huh.
The father said,
building like box cars or something like that.
The father said that the nails were left in his pocket after Boy Scout outing. He says it's ridiculous his son faces an unlawful weapons charge. He says the boy threatened
no
one.
He doesn't face 10 of them. 10 charges. One for each
nail. They arrested an 11-year-old boy for having 10 nails in his pocket.
Because amazing.
Because of this zero-tolerance bullcrap.
That's exactly what it is.
Wait! If this is zero-tolerance, I need a little tolerance. I need a little.
Yeah.
Because if a 11-year-old boy who hasn't threatened anybody with any nails is heard with some jingling noises and he pulls out some nails out of his pocket, it'd be one thing if he threatened another student and I'm going to stick this in your eye.
Right.
You know, then I get it.
That's
I see it's another weapon.
Violence,
but it's a nail. It's not a weapon. If so, everything's a weapon because you can use just about anything to hurt somebody.
Pens and pencils.
I've got a pen right here.
Right.
I could jab you with it, Ian.
Oh, look out.
I could.
Get that away.
This is a weapon.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I could hit you over the head with my laptop, for God's sake.
Sure. I got a big metal cup here that I could clock you
yeah,
with.
Yeah, that wouldn't feel good, really.
No.
But I don't get it. This is crazy.
You could
this kid was arrested.
And probably cuffed in front of his fellow students.
Well, it says he wasn't taken away, but
he was taken to the office. I guarantee you that. He wasn't taken away by the cops to the station, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, we're coming back tomorrow night. Manwich, you're going on a honeymoon, so get lost. We'll see you
I'll
in
be
a
gone
few weeks.
10 days.
And, of course, everybody else will be filling in, and we'll have a lot of fun without you. 800, we're done. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of...